They got the sizzle. They got the pop. Woo-hoo. They got the casserole and so much more. They are, of course, the Casserole Queens with their new culinary hit, Make a Meal Cookbook. And really, that's what it's all about.
It is.
Casseroles in the past used to be basically a meal in a pot.
Right.
In a pan. Or a casserole dish. But you all have brought so much more to it.
Right.
And you've made it so much more 21st century.
Absolutely. What we try to do is also just throw a little knowledge down on people about what a real casserole is. You know, I mean, I think everybody has a casserole in their family history that is, they don't know it's a casserole, you know, so go ahead.
Well, no, there's also a funny story about everybody has a family in their casserole history that seems weird. You remember my pineapple casserole? You didn't want to do it?
Oh, what's that?
It is actually really, really good, but it sounds disgusting.
What's in it?
Pineapple
and?
Pineapple, sugar, flour. You make like a base.
So you're not going wrong yet.
No, no, no. And then you're going to take some cheddar cheese and buttered Ritz crackers and put them over the top.
Oh.
It is so good.
I thought you were going to say like possum.
No possum. But it grows Sandy out, my like little pineapple casserole. And people write us in all the time. It's like, no. I used that for Thanksgiving and it was good. It's just like a apple pie with cheddar cheese kind of concept.
I had a...
Sandy likes to pose.
I do like to pose.
Yeah, that's
a
poser.
Oh, snap.
Oh, well. That's ugly. But you notice I kept the microphone away when I said it. Really,
yeah,
it was
so
Chef Eric that said it.
Yeah,
I forgot for a second we were back on. Like, glad I didn't throw the F-bomb around.
Yes, we do have editing suites.
Too much iced tea.
But this is really... Casserole cooking is something, too, that these dishes don't take a lot of time.
They really
don't. No, they don't.
They don't. Yeah. But, you know, in our first book, we really did try to give a couple of kind of sexier casseroles that you could really, like, serve at a very nice dinner if you wanted to do that. We have a good beef bourguignon. We have a cioppino. We have all kinds of things in there that you wouldn't necessarily think. And we do have a little bit of a loose interpretation of what a casserole is. So we just try to have good food, one pot, as easy as possible, but with flexibility.
What is the biggest shock that has... I see you smiling. I'm afraid to ask you. I mean, was it Chef... No, I won't ask. No, what's the biggest shock for you personally, Sandy? What's the thing that you have been most amazed at as you roll out your second cookbook? Just overall. Tough question.
It is a tough question.
And you don't get asked it a lot.
No, never, actually. Good
that's
job.
What we do at Chef.
That's how we roll.
We stump.
Do you have an answer?
And the question was, like...
She's like, yes. You said that Sandy, so I just kind of zoned out.
No, because I was coming
Where
to you.
Where am
next.
I?
Is there one thing that has shocked you that people keep saying to you that you're going, wow, I mean, I never thought I'd hear that? Or what is there?
I can say this. It's like, okay, so we did a whole dietary section, but we're by no means a dietary guideline. You know, like don't think you're going to cure your diabetes with our cookbook. But we give you options to like substitute and make things friendly with gluten-free and like vegetarian options, but we did limit it because a lot of people are like, what about a vegan casserole or what about a, you know, lactose free casserole? And I'm like, right. We just can't do that. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's certain things.
It's a cheese pizza. It can't be lactose free. <you know?
laughs> Well, the things that bind a casserole together are usually some sort of dairy product, either cheese, milk, eggs, cottage cheese.
Otherwise, it's really a stew.
Right, exactly. So it's like the casserole things are hard, but with our side dishes and things, we are allowed, you know, it gives us some flexibility to address those things, but we haven't been able to do it in the past.
And you've got great, I mean, the whole idea behind this, again, is not just casseroles, it's all the side dishes. It's a complete meal. So let's go back here to our sausage dish here, our baked sausages with fennel. We had the fennel going, we had the potatoes going, they're about 2 pounds of russets. A pound. And we've got a 28-ounce can of diced tomatoes that went in there, but I think you put in some white wine,
maybe?
We did.
We did a third of a cup of white wine and a half teaspoon of salt to get that good flavor that's going to reduce down. The alcohol will cook out, so no worries on that if you're serving this to the kiddos. And we've just been letting that kind of get the vegetables nice and moist, let those cook down a little bit. So we're going to let that kind of keep going for a little while.
Okay.
Good flavors and smells in here.
Now, in the meantime, Crystal... Yes.
Crystal.
You're starting on a different recipe here.
Yes, I'm going to go to our salad. And what we did when we created this menu for you guys is our dish, the sausage dish, is actually gluten-free. And so if you serve it with the Brussels sprouts, which Batman loves.
It will never happen at Casa Jenkins while I'm above ground.
Then you have a completely gluten-free meal. But if that's not a concern of yours, you could also serve it with this panzanilla salad and have this beautiful bread. And what we're doing right now is making our croutons.
Let's go for it.
Do it.
So yeah. What we actually have here now, and you can go ahead and start, but what we actually have is you know, you want dale bread. I think mm-hmm. your recipe calls for Italian bread, mm-hmm. torn up in pieces, whatnot, basically bite-sized pieces. And that's perfect for a typical panzanella. If you don't happen to have day-old Italian bread and you went to Whole Foods and you said, excuse me, where's your day-old Italian bread?
They're like,
and
get
they
out.
Say, it's in the trash. Or, you know, then a little shortcut is, again, at $3.50, take the bread, take the Italian bread, cut it up into nice little, you know, chunks. Put it in the oven at about 350 for no more than about 10-12 minutes.
You're just browning.
No oil. No, you know, you want it to be able to absorb. If you put oil on it, they'll taste great, but they'll be croutons.
Right.
At that point, they're not going to absorb any of the liquid. Here, we want this to actually absorb. In a typical panzanella, that's actually
yeah. Now
get
we're
soft.
Making croutons. So yeah. We've made a day old bread by putting it in the oven, and now we're making croutons. So we put some olive oil and garlic and salt and pepper, and we're going to toss this in. And the best way to do it is just get your hands amongst it.
In there, absolutely.
Yeah,
get amongst it.
Yeah, get amongst it. Toss it around. You hear that lovely tossing?
Yes.
Put your mic in it. Put your
there
mic.
You go.
Oh
there
yeah,
you
that's
go.
That hard day old bread.
That's it. That's
you know, people at home are hearing this. And this is what
he's
this
the only
is
one making
those
sounds.
Radio.
It you're is the one person doing
you're
that
the
that.
Only person making those sounds.
We saw you,
and you're on the other side of the.
I don't think I was tossing, going
here.
Ooh and ah, but whatever.
If that works for you, I love it. Ooh, it smells good in here.
I was yes, getting my hands in here; they're getting dirty.
Yes, but you know what? That's just not right.
Okay. So anyway. So now, once you do that, what are you going to do next?
Well, you know, I'm so lying about this 350 degrees at the casserole thing. We're going to put this in a 400 degree oven, and we're going to toast it off.
For about how long? It's going to take what?
About 10 minutes.
Okay.
Sounds good. So off.
Make some beautiful croutons.
That's right. Crystal's dashing off to the 400 oven.
Dash away, dash away.
Dash away all.
In the meantime, we're back at the baked snossages. I've added back the snossages that Chef chopped up for us. Thank you. Sliced up about quarter-inch slices. They're now in with the potatoes and the tomatoes and all of that. We're going to just get them nice and coated, get them incorporated in, let those cook in for just a couple of minutes, and then we're going to go into the oven.
Now, I was wondering, one of the things that I always look for with recipes mm-hmm. is shortcuts.
Yes.
Things you can do easier. Now,
of course you do.
With those particular potatoes, could you not use the southern...
Mm-hmm. Style frozen potatoes, of course.
Southern style
mm-hmm.
frozen potatoes might
completely.
Work very well for this, because once they're thawed and tossed, mm-hmm. they're going to be smaller, a little bit more uniform. This is more rustic. But either way, if you're looking for time saving, if you're looking for doing things a little easier, but still keeping it within the tradition of what you're trying to do, that might be a good idea.
You could also
Absolutely.
Have Chef Eric come and cut your uniform potatoes for you. Yeah. That saves a lot of time as well.
Yeah. That works like that.
Yeah, you can't afford them. If you just took care of them he said, I work for wine.
Exactly.
Yeah, you couldn't afford them.
Could not keep them in wine.
No, you couldn't.
Well, I don't know. Actually,
comment.
You know, the only time I come in here and actually prep for anyone else besides us, is when it's pretty girls. I don't know if that's just me or...
You're a good Southern gentleman.
You're a good one.
Yes.
See, Southern, what, from South L.A.?
Throw nice. Down the signs.
Nice. Yeah, see? You know.
Nice.
But he lives in Atlanta now. He's picked up some good habits.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
I appreciate
man, there
that.
Is so much sucking up going here.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'm going to get serious again. Baked
we have
sausages.
40 seconds left in this segment, so
okay.
You've got to do it seriously.
I'm just telling you, we have a 9x13 pan that we've sprayed with some cooking spray, and I'm going to take everything in my pan, put it in there, and top it with Gruyere, and that bad boy's Woo-hoo! Going in the
so
oven.
So we've got some grated Gruyere.
Yep.
And how about the basil? When's that going to go on?
That's going to go on afterwards. It's going to be a little bit of a garnish.
Garnish? Mm-hmm. A garni.
Okay. Look at the bright
right.
colors.
All this garnishing so going good. On. It's time to take a break. Let's it's all it. About food, fun, and celebrating good Woo-hoo! Life. Let's pop the casserole, baby, and Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Mayretta.